some turkey. This is the voice of Turkey. Today is Friday, 8th of August, 2014. This is the Voice of Turkey, the English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 19-meter band between 12:30 and 13:30 UTC on 15450 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over Turksatray satellite and on the internet at www.trt.net.tr to the Voice of Turkey link. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Following the news and the review of Turkish Press, the Voice of Turkey will present Turkey and the World Agenda, Question of the Month, and some music. Before we start, a quick look at the headlines.
Militants of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continue their advance inside Iraq.
72-hour Gaza truce ends.
All votes of Turkish expatriates arrive in Turkey.
Mobility along Turkey's border with Syria.
U.S. President Barack Obama authorized targeted airstrikes against a growing threat from the ISIL in Iraq.
And Tikka stands by Afghan people.
And now details of the news. Militants of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continue their advance inside Iraq. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he is terrified by the acts of violence committed by ISIL and called for urgent help. U.S. President Barack Obama said aid packages have been distributed to Yazidis stranded in Sinjar Mountains in Iraq. UN Security Council, having convened at the request of France, condemned ISIL. UK Ambassador Mark Lyall Grant, the August president of the UN Security Council, said the members of the Security Council condemned the attacks in Iraq's Nineveh province, including Sinjar and Tell Afar, by the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, and again expressed their deep outrage about the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. Pope Francis said in a statement that world states must act in unison and necessary measures must be taken to end the humanitarian tragedy in Iraq. Some of the Yazidi people stranded in Sinjar Mountains managed to escape the area and sought refuge in Turkey, but the situation for those who remain there is still critical. Around 70 people have lost their lives due to heat and thirst. Turkey is closely following the situation of Turkmens who were subjected to ISIL violence in Iraq. Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iraqi Turkmens are not unprotected. In another news, intense clashes continue between the Iraqi army and ISIL militants. 6 militants have recently been killed in Diyala, but their advance cannot be stopped. Reports say a military checkpoint 30 minutes from Erbil has been captured by militants. ISIL announced on its Twitter account its fighters took control of Mosul Dam and 15 towns on Thursday.
A 10-year-old Palestinian boy was killed and 6 Palestinians were injured in the latest Israeli bombardment. Indirect talks held in Egypt and aimed to produce a permanent truce between the sides failed. Seeing 10 rockets hit its territories, Israel resumed its air attacks on Gaza. Israeli tanks began pounding north of Gaza, reports say. Israel blames Hamas for the expiration of the ceasefire and says it will not negotiate a new agreement as rocket attacks continue from the Palestinian side. Lifting of blockade and rebuilding of Gaza Strip were the main subjects at talks in Cairo, Egypt. Israel says it can lift Gaza blockade only after it feels safe and demands that Hamas lay down arms to allow efforts for the rebuilding of Gaza. More than 1,900 Palestinians, most of them civilians, have been killed, and more than 9,800 others have been injured in Israeli attacks on Gaza since July 7th.
All votes cast by Turkish nationals living abroad in Turkey's presidential election have been transferred to Turkey. Ambassador Naci Korur, who held a press briefing at the Foreign Affairs premises in Turkey, shared the recent details related to the voting process by the Turkish expatriates, noting that for the first time in its political history, it went through such an experience. Ambassador Korur said the Foreign Affairs Ministry had completed its preparations for the presidential elections held abroad within 2 years. He added that a total of 2,643 people took part in the realization of the voting process held at 103 foreign missions in 54 different countries. Mr. Naci Korur released the number of votes cast abroad as 232,586 out of 2,700,000 voters living abroad. Korur said that 83% of the expat votes were brought to Turkey via Turkish Airlines planes, and the remaining was transferred to the country by diplomatic courier.
Turkish troops drove back a group of 50 to 55 people who had forced to cross into Turkey in Kilis and Şanlıurfa provinces. Clashes left one Syrian national dead and Turkish troops apprehended three others. A statement by Turkish General Staff that groups attempted to infiltrate in the Turkey along Syrian border but were repelled. Statements said further that Turkish troops located 45 to 50 Syrians as they attempted to cross into Turkey illegally and opened warning fire. The group responded with fire but were fought off after clashes. In Virashehir, locality of Şanlıurfa province, five Syrian nationals approached the Turkish border. Turkish troops warned them and a clash broke out afterwards. One Syrian was killed and three others were caught in the skirmish.
U.S. President Barack Obama authorized targeted airstrikes against the growing threat from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant in Iraq. Obama also reiterated that he would not send U.S. troops to Iraq for fighting. Obama held a joint press conference at the White House and said that he took two new decisions. Obama underlined the ISIL militants' massacres, said the U.S. will launch airstrikes on ISIL convoys should they move on Erbil. Obama, who reminded that there are U.S. diplomats in Erbil, said, "Today America is coming to help. When the lives of American citizens are at risk, we will take action. That's my responsibility as commander-in-chief. And when many thousands of innocent civilians are faced with the danger of being wiped out, and we have the capacity to do something about it, we will take action." Obama, who pointed out the ongoing violence in the Iraqi city of Sinjar, said, "We intend to stay vigilant and take action if these terrorist forces threaten our personnel or facilities anywhere in Iraq." Obama also said that the U.S. has begun operations to help civilians as U.S. aircraft have begun humanitarian airdrops of food and water.
The news continues on the English language broadcast of The Voice of Turkey.
Turkish Cooperation and Coordination Agency, TİKAL, continues to extend a helping hand to Afghanistan. This time, TİKAL supplied medical equipment and medicines to the capital, Kabul. TİKAL, that has organized aid projects in different fields like education, health and agriculture, this time supplied medical supplies and technical equipment to meet a hospital's need for 3 years. TİKAL Afghanistan Coordinator Süleyman Şahin, Karabağ District Governor Abdulsameh Sharifi and other officials took part in a ceremony held in the hospital in Karabağ District in Kabul. Abdullah Salih, who is a doctor in the hospital, said that 200,000 people will receive treatments thanks to this aid. Turkey has translated into life 708 projects in Afghanistan since 2005 through TİKAL.
Turkey's economy minister Nihat Zeybekci met with Iranian industry, mine and trade minister Mohammad Reza Nematzadeh. Economy minister Nihat Zeybekci met with Iranian minister for industry, mine and trade Mohammad Reza Nematzadeh at a working dinner on Thursday. Zeybekci said regarding decisions taken at closed doors bilateral talks held before dinner that Iran and Turkey are two countries that will never give up on one another. Nemat Zadeh, for his part, said that they are drawing up a roadmap to increase foreign trading volume between the two countries to $35 billion, and have also agreed to make an agreement on facilitating trade between the two nations. Bebek said that the US strike is door opening to Asia and to great opportunities, and Turkey is Iran's door opening to Europe and to areas where the heart of world trade beats. Zeybek also said that they will make rapid progress to eliminate obstacles before trade between the two countries.
In sports, Turkey's women's national volleyball team will play against the Dominican Republic in International Federation of Volleyball World Grand Prix qualifications. Turkey's women's national volleyball team will play its first match against the Dominican Republic at Ankara Başkent Volleyball Hall in first group Pool E of International Federation of Volleyball World Grand Prix. The match will begin at 1900 hours and will be broadcast live on TRT Sports Channel. Turkey defeated Russia 3-2, clinching its third volleyball event, hosted by Turkey at Ankara Başkent Volleyball Hall. Turkey stood atop standing with 3 wins and 7 points after the first leg matches in Group A. Russia claimed the second spot with 7 points, followed by US with 2 points and Japan with 1 point. And that was the news and sports brought to you by the Voice of Turkey. And now the Voice of Turkey presents review of the Turkish press. Akşam and its economy pages under the headline, Turkey's economy is again my priority if I will be elected president, says that Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdoğan has met with the representatives of 81 cities of Turkey at the 7th Trade and Industry Council hosted by the Union of Chambers and Commodity Exchange in Ankara. The daily quotes Erdoğan as having said, if I will be elected, there will be no deviation in the economic policies of Turkey. Turkey's national income has increased more than threefold in 12 years. It has risen to $830 billion from $230 billion. An elected president and an elected government will speed up Turkey's progress by working hand in hand. Mediate under its headline, a record turnover from Turkish Tractor, says that Turkey's largest tractor manufacturer generated a turnover of 1.3 billion Turkish lira in 2013. Daily Quotes Turkish Tractor General Manager as having said that they have registered a record turnover in the first half of 2014, the highest in 60 years. Mediate quotes the President of İzmir Chamber of Commerce as having said that in the second half of 2014, İzmir hosted 190,280 tourists with 78 cruise services. Star in its headline, world's fifth richest person starts Blue Voyage, says that Indian billionaire, who is the fifth wealthiest man in the world, has visited Turkey's popular tourist destination Bodrum on August the 7th with his family. Yeni Şafak in its economy page says that Mark Gruis, who has been the IMF senior representative in Turkey for 4 years, handed over his duties to Srinkant Sheshtari. Sabah under his headline, U.S. on high alert over Ebola outbreak, says that U.S. said that the ongoing Ebola is set to infect more people than all previous outbreaks of the diseases, including the bird flu in 2009. The data says that more than 932 people have been infected with the disease in 4 West African countries. Habertürk in its sport pages says that Kardemir Karabükspor had a 1-1 tie with Rosenborg of Norway in the rematch of the goalless draw in the third pre-qualification round of the European League. The daily says further that Turkish team advanced to the playoffs in the European arena where it made its debut. And that was a review of Turkish Press brought to you by the Voice of Turkey. After the news, there was some music from the Voice of Turkey.
Olmazsa da olur. Olmazsa da olur. Tam delik birisi var. Bir ömür aşk öpüşü var. Yakalar kalbinden bağlar, eğilir gelişinden oynar ruh haliyle. Olmazsa da olur, olmazsa da olur. Ne yaz ne kış o tam bahar ki de bahar. Bir gün yağar bir gün.
Thank you.
ellerin. Kalbimi kıramazsın, suçum ne ki söyle. Sen beni koyamazsın ellerine. Kalbimi kıramazsın, suçum ne ki söyle. Bense çektiğim kadar derdim. Sen seni bilirim. Şimdi sen de gidersen böyle, kim çeker nazını söyle. Sen üzülme bir tanem aşk acısı, ben çekerim kime ne. Aman aman, bırakırsan düşerim. Çektiğim kadar derdim. Sen seni bilirim. Şimdi sen de gidersen böyle, kim çeker nazını söyle. Senin bir tanem aşk acısı, ben çekerim kime ne.
Thank you.
Turkey and World Agenda. Turkey is one of the few countries that showed a strong reaction to Israeli attacks against Gaza. Condemnation messages came from almost all levels of the state. Official, unofficial, government and opposition, right-wing, left-wing, nationalists, extremists, all sections of the society raised their voices against Israel and held demonstrations. One of the most important actions was Turkey's active diplomacy to broker a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu exerted intense efforts both in bilateral talks and at international meetings in Paris. Turkey pursued this policy in the process. There must be immediate ceasefire. Israeli troops must withdraw from Gaza and necessary international laws must be applied. Although not openly stated at this stage, the referred laws are these. Embargo and isolation imposed upon Gaza by Israel must be lifted. Elected by Gazans, Hamas must be allowed in Palestinian administration. Two-state solution must be implemented and Israel must be encouraged to abide by these rules. Turkey's Gaza policy draws reaction from Israel and pro-Israel states. Turkey's siding with Hamas and Palestinians disturbs certain states, politicians, and factions. Whether the critics of Turkey's Gaza policy are realist and justified is a matter of debate. Where does Turkey support Hamas and Palestinians? What is the general policy of Turkey on Gaza and Palestine? Professor Dr. Ramazan Gözen of Marmara University Political Science and International Relations Department has the following assessment on the subject. It is quite clear that Turkey gives open and strong support to Hamas and Palestinians. The stern foundations of this support dates back to 1960s, while sociological and political foundations are evident all over Turkey. Although those are in Turkey who think differently about Israel-Palestine conflict, there is an overall strong support. Turkish governments and social segments stood against the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land, wanted the foundation of a Palestinian state, and condemned all human rights violations, terror, and occupation of holy places like Jerusalem. This policy of Turkey is based upon not only on religious, cultural, and historical reasons, but more importantly on international law and norms. Turkey defends the implementation of UN resolutions which are common language to the whole world but are not implemented. Turkey defends the resolution number 242 and 338 of the UN Security Council, along with all other decisions, shall not remain on paper but be implemented in real life. Turkey defends that in line with these decisions, Israel must withdraw from the occupied Palestinian lands, stop illegal settlements, free innocent prisoners, and a free Palestinian state must be set up in line with international laws. In this regard, Turkey allowed Palestine to open an embassy in Ankara in 1978. Has been one of the first countries to recognize the exiled Palestinian state, supported Arab Israel peace talks that started in 1993, and finally worked for the liberation of Gaza. Meanwhile, we should admit that Turkey's Palestine policy saw its peak in the last decade of AK Party governments in Turkey. AK Party government portrayed a stronger discourse, action and practice. General policy of AK Party government is based upon a simple legal basis. Just like the international community, Turkey defends a two-state solution based upon international laws and agreements. That is, a real Palestinian state must be founded next to the Israeli state. Just like everyone agrees, this state must have a country, a democratic administration where people's will is reflected upon state decisions, and borders and sovereignty of state must be respected. So does the Palestinian state bear these features? Unfortunately, no. Palestine is occupied and constantly attacked by Israel. Democratically elected Hamas is not recognized by Israel and the West. People's will is not respected. Palestinian borders and sovereignty are disregarded. The reason of all these problems are, although partially Palestinians themselves, the greater fault lies within the unfair policies of Israel and the international community. Turkey is aware of both reasons. While criticizing the wrongdoings and illegal attitude of Israel, Turkey is also trying to resolve the issues between Palestinians. Turkey recognized Hamas, urged them to reconcile with Abbas administration, and encouraged them to set up a unified government. On the other hand, Turkey voices Israel's unlawful occupation and exerts intensive efforts to solve the problem. The peak of these efforts has been the Mavi Marmara incident in 2010. Turkey tried to put an end to the Israeli embargo on Gaza through peaceful and civilian methods. However, as everyone knows, Israel gave military response and killed civilians. Unfortunately, Turkey's 10-year-long Palestine and Gaza policy has been overshadowed partially by Mavi Marmara incident and the recent developments in the Middle East. Above all, Turkey's diplomatic influence tools over Israel have weakened, and the failure of Arab Spring and negative developments in Syria, Iraq, Egypt, and Libya have all had a negative effect on Turkey's Gaza and Palestine policy. Turkey and World Agenda. Podcast of the program you are about to listen to can be downloaded at www.trt.net.tr.
This is the Voice of Turkey. The podcast of the program you listen to, as well as a range of others in 27 languages of the Voice of Turkey, can be downloaded at www.trt.net.tr. This is the Voice of Turkey. Is about tourism. Which region in Turkey has become a major tourist attraction, not only for its natural and historical assets, but also for hot air balloon flights due to suitable weather conditions, allowing balloons in the area to fly for 300 days per year. A. Cappadocia, B. Safranbolu, C. Konya. We repeat our question. Which region in Turkey has become a major tourist attraction not only for its natural and historical assets, but also for hot air balloon flights due to suitable weather conditions allowing balloons in the area to fly for 300 days per year? A. Cappadocia, B. Safranbolu, C. Konya. Three of our listeners to be determined in a draw from among those with the correct answer will receive a present each from the Voice of Turkey. Please send in your answers by August 30th, 2014, either by email to englishdesk@trt.net.tr or by fax, for which the number is 0090-312-463-3454. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 333-06443, Yenişehir, Ankara, Turkey. We wish you the best of luck.
Question of the month.
Yaşlı gözlerin Edebiyat denir, masallar kalp çekmem artık ben yollarımı ayrı ayrı. İnan bana son defaydı bu acıyı, bu cefayı çekmem artık ben.
Çekmek mi sanıyorsun?
Before we end, a quick look at the headlines. Israel threat dominates world agenda. 72-hour Gaza truce ends Israel attack review. All lots of Turkish expatriates arrive in Turkey. Mobility along Turkey's border with Syria continues. And U.S. President Barack Obama authorized U.S. airstrikes in Gaza against the growing threat from the Israel and Iraq. You have been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in 19 meter band between 1230 and 1330 UTC on 15450 kHz Europe. You can listen to us over the Turkcell satellite and on the internet at www.trt.net.tr through the Voice of Turkey link. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.